Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Eye on the Illini post game as Illinois goes down, the 14th ranked team in the country, 87-81 to number 21 Ohio State. Larry Smith here with Mike Cadby to talk about this game. And Mike, the IlliniGuys.com analyst, where do you start here? Let's first off, you know, you called me right after the game and said, let's start this off stronger than what Illinois did against this game. Once again, they fall behind early on.
Yeah, this was a frustrating one. Played against a team that was weakened with injuries, but extremely athletic. And, you know, we started off slow, a 10-2 deficit early on. The Illini came back, though, to their credit, tied it at 10. The game was tied at 15, and we're thinking we're going to have a game that is, you know, one of those battles all the way down to the end. And the remaining part of the first half, they're outscored 30-13, go down with a 15-point deficit there, or, you know, thereabouts. And it was just a very rough first half, not anywhere near the expectation level that Illini fans had. And I'm sure the coaching staff and the players are looking to try to figure out some answers on, you know, what do we do better and what do we do differently? Because this is two games in a row that the same defensive scheme or a very similar defensive scheme has caused them big trouble.
And it's tough when your stars are struggling. Kofi Coburn, 4 points in the first half, 11 in the second half. Ayo Dosunmu, 4 points in the first half, 18 in the second half. The stat sheet looks great later, but to your point, there's got to be a way to get that oomph out of the box. I mean, we saw this team getting blown out at Northwestern the first half, and they come back and score 50 plus in the second half. They scored 50 plus in this one in the second half. But it was too deep, and Ohio State too good at shooting free throws in the end. And to your point, you come out with back-to-back home losses now, and that makes it puts pressure on you the rest of the way, because you can't have many more slip-ups in this kind of league if you want to compete for a Big Ten title and then high seed in the NCAA.
Yeah, and it was disturbing to me. There's a few things that you see going on out there. So, you know, we do struggle with athletic length. And to give you an idea of what that means, you know, if I'm a 6'2" guard and I've got a 6'5" guy who's athletic, if I'm going to pass the ball, you know, in either direction to get the ball down the court, it's going to have some air on it. And when I throw the ball up in the air and you've got athletes there, you know, guarding, you know, the recipient of the pass, air under it means they have an opportunity for a steal. The other thing it means is when the ball gets there, if I'm throwing it to you, you get the ball, but you're already pretty well guarded. And when people are trying to run off our three-point shooters off the line, when they add that combination of length to it, it makes it very difficult. The other thing that we're seeing, and this is, it's kind of, I almost call it a variation of a hedge, but you're seeing when we run the weave up on top, you're going to see literally the player whose man is responding, you know, that Ayo is trying to brush off on, that player is jumping up in front of Ayo and literally fronting him to force him to go left. And so Ayo is a pretty good player. He's still going to get his 20 points. You know, if you're trying to do that to him, he is still going to do that. It's a testament to his skill. But what we're seeing now is with this much going at him, you know, he's having to take a lot more shots to get to that point total than what he was doing earlier. Now, the great thing about Io is he, you know, he goes 9 for 10 at the free throw line. So he does make them pay for that strategy. But it is a strategy that again, lowers the efficiency of our offense. And then the third thing that you're seeing is Kofi's getting the ball, and particularly when he gets the ball on the baseline, where he doesn't have the easy pass back out, they are literally having 2 and 3 men on him, and they are digging hard because I think they realize that the odds of getting a turnover, knocking the ball out of his hands, et cetera, before he gets up in the air is a much easier and a much more positive outcome for the defense. And so he's struggling to get the ball out of there. There are some now, like, I think he led the team in turnovers today with 3. These 3 strategies, you know, working in concert and understanding that not everybody's, going to have the length at wing to make it work. But the other 2 strategies are giving the Illini fits. If Coach Underwood has got something in his bag of tricks, they weren't good enough to do it on the court today. And they need to be good enough to do it by the next game, because when you have 2 in a row, those coaches are checking it off and you're going to see it again, period, end of sentence.
Well, and something too that, you know, the stretch 4 kills this team. And we saw it against Baylor. We saw it here against the Buckeyes. E.J. Liddell, it hurts. He's a former 2-time Mr. Illinois in basketball. He's a guy that obviously this program and all the supporters really wanted. And he showed you on this day why he's so valuable. He stepped out as a stretch 4 and absolutely made Illinois pay with the big run. He had the personal 8-0 run of the first half. He hits the 3 to start the second half. He stops an 18-6 run with a pair of jumpers later. And to your point, Illinois right now, unless it's a Coleman Hawkins, you don't have anybody with that length, 6'8", 6'9", and that foot speed to keep up with him. Now, Kofi did a nice job after the 3 to open the second half of not laying back and realizing, oh no, he can hit that 3. But to your point, you know, do you develop a Hawkins, or who do you have in your arsenal to step out and try to defend that guy and negate that stretch 4?
You know, that's going to be a challenge. Hawkins is probably going to need to step up. And even Grandison, I don't know if he's going to be able to guard a lot of 4s, but, you know, he was producing on the offensive end, which makes you think you may have to live with some of his defensive weaknesses. But I will tell you, you know, E.J. Liddell, that is still the single biggest choice of a college that I don't get of any Illini recruit in recent history. If he goes to Illinois, this team is, you know, last year obviously was wiped off the books, but they would have been a Final Four team for sure. And if you put a 4 in this team, I don't know that they've lost a game yet. And instead, he's playing for Ohio State team. That's a good team, don't get me wrong, but they're not a threat for the national title. And the Illini team is reduced, you know, and I know he's having a great time. I know he's enjoying his college career, and I'm not throwing any rocks at him. But sometimes the logic behind these things, as an old guy, I look at it and I question it. And boy, you know, you see him and how good of a player he is. And he's a good kid, too. It'd be great to have him suited up in an Illini uniform. And we saw that today demonstrated live in full color for us to see.
No question about it. He was outstanding. Career high 26 points. He was 4 of 7 from the arc, 7 rebounds. And played less than 30 minutes. I think it was 26, 27 minutes. So he was very efficient. And kudos to him, the young man from Belleville. So when you're Illinois, you're now 5-3 in the Big Ten. The good news is Michigan gets run out of the gym against Minnesota. So instead of being 3 losses back in the loss column, you're only 2 back. And so it is the Big Ten. You still think that it's probably, even the champion probably still going to lose 4 or 5 games. So it's not like you're out of the race. But you got coming up now, you've got a test Tuesday night at home against Penn State, a team that was shooting very well against you before you finally put them away at their place. It is at home. You've got to go to Michigan State for your only trip there. You go to, then you've got Iowa at home. Then it's at Indiana. Then Wisconsin comes here. So, again, it's the Big Ten. It is a grind every night. And I think with every loss, that puts more pressure on the next game to get this win, especially now back-to-back losses at home where you have to hold serve.
Yes. Totally agree. I will say that the only good thing, I guess not the only good thing, but we saw Adam Miller knock down some big threes. More importantly, though, we saw a hustle rebound from him. Gets it, up by the 3-point area, and that was just, he wanted it more than the other player. We needed more of that today. Grandison hit a couple, he hit from the three. He also had one of those rebounds where basically he wanted it. And so we need that type of play. EJ Liddell is shooting a putrid 16% from the three before today's game. And so the question that instead of an Illini fan saying, well, you know what, another guy got his career high against us, the question has to go back. So where is the Illini player on the roster who's going to elevate their game to respond to a player doing the same? And I felt like, if today's loss was a very challenging loss to a good team, but we really have to have some of the players, and Miller maybe took a step forward tonight. Grandison took a step forward tonight, and those things have to become, now we can't take two steps back. So when the Penn State game comes, they need to build on that. And I'll tell you, the hustle that they showed on those couple plays, that's the type of thing that Underwood can parlay into talent that gets on the floor and does things. And we really need the opportunity to see Hawkins. You mentioned that earlier. But in his athletic ability and his size, he may be needed. And as much as you like to say, freshmen have to learn the game, he may not have the choice. And he may have to go out there and compete against some upperclassmen and see if he can get some results. The biggest difference, I think, when we all looked at, how good this team was when the year started, if you want to go back and to compare them to the elite Illini teams, in 89, there was no freshman that was going to get much playing time on that roster, which was just a murderer's row of fantastic, it was like great hitters, in the old Yankee teams, everybody was stacked. And then even when you look at Dee and Darren's team, that team was, again, we weren't looking for a freshman to come in and do big things. This team is not that deep. So Curbelo is going to have, some good games. Hawkins is going to have to step up. Miller's going to have to step up. Grandison is not a freshman, but he's playing in the Big Ten for the first time. Hawkins, there's a lot that needs to be done that will keep them the pressure on a freshman. And when you talk about the schedule they're playing, that makes it a challenge. And, Underwood has to walk a really fine line, because you have to hold people accountable, but you can't shred their confidence so that when they get on the court, they're terrified of making a mistake.
And I guess the other side of this too is this is the toughest league in the country. So even if you are lose, if you come in third or fourth place and you're 14-6 or 13-7, that's still a very quality record in league than if you play in the SEC or even the ACC, because you're going to be battle tested, no question. The thing is, can they learn what they need to learn and get to that point in time? And with that, one thing too, with Kofi and the free throws, 1 of 5 today, you get the flagrant foul and you miss both free throws. That's a win for the opposition. And you know this, I don't have to tell you this. He hit that point last year where he had dialed in and was becoming a very reliable free throw shooter. I don't know what happened to that Kofi. That Kofi, but we've got to find a way to get that back.
Yeah, that was rough, missing both free throws and then turning around and turning the ball over. Opportunity to score 4 or 5 if you had a 3-point shot to bring that thing down to 3 or 4 points. Instead, we get 0, go down to the other end of the court, and they score. And it was kind of it was a worst case scenario. On that. And so, you got to get Kofi focused forward and not thinking about the free throws that he's missed, but he has to think about the next one that he's going to make. And that's a challenge. Look, that's a challenge for anybody. The NBA players, Nick Anderson jokes about, being known for missing those free throws against the Houston Rockets. So I'm not trying to say, like, if I was shooting the free throws, I would have done better, but he definitely has to push himself to do that. And this Illini team can't afford another piece of strategy being to foul Kofi and put him at the line and, get into the old hack-a-shack world.
Exactly. Illini guys, Larry Smith here talking to our analyst, Mike Cagley, and a couple more questions for you. Ayo Dosunmu, we mentioned earlier, 4 points, 22 in the game. Does he need to assert himself earlier in the game? He seems to coast sometimes and try to get everyone else involved early and then turns it on late. And that's great. He can turn that on. But how can Ayo adjust his game to try to eliminate this digging out of a hole every game?
Yeah, you know, what I would like to see, I would like to see them get out and run the ball a little quicker earlier. You know, Ayo in the open court is terrifying because he's big, he's fast, he's got every layup angle in the book down. He uses the glass. Sometimes he reminds me of an 80s player, you know. And so to me, I like the idea of getting out and running, getting him a couple easy layups. And I think if in combination, if you can get him and Adam Miller started early, I think the world's your oyster then, because now you got the inside out. And I'll give Kofi credit on one thing. When he does shoot, I mean, he went 7 for 7. When he does shoot, he does make the, you know, he does make it. And so if you can get those other guys going, you know, in coupling with Kofi, and I think both Miller and Ayo, you know, get him out in the open court, and good luck for the guys trying to guard him. And I think that needs to be done. And I go, you know, I don't know if Ayo coasts as much as, you know, when he gets on the offensive end, they're usually running a minimum of one guy at him. And then right off of a pick and roll, it's usually two. And it's hard, you know. The other thing you might want to look at is, could we use Kofi on the pick up there and see if we can run a two-man game, you know, with those two. Because if you're gonna cheat up extra high on Ayo, Kofi breaks down to the basket, you're gonna have a rim run there that you might have an opening on. And so, and the other thing is if that doesn't work, you're probably gonna need help defense to come across and prevent Kofi. Which, if Ayo knows, hey, you know, if Kofi's not open, I need to look in the corner for an open three for Trent or for Adam. That might be an opportunity as well. But you know, I people like Brad Underwood, you know, forgotten more basketball than I've ever known. But I would like to see a couple of those things in response, because right now we're seeing tactical moves from our opposing coaches. And it doesn't look like we're either A, we've made a tactical counter move, or B, that we've got that down well enough that we can execute it in a game. And that has to change.
Good point. Very good point. So Illini come up short to 87-81 as they fall to 9-5 on the season, 5-3 in the Big Ten. And again, still a lot of basketball to come. You know, you mentioned Adam Miller. That was a bright spot, because teams have kind of figured out they've got to lock down on DeMonte. And I think that's where Kofi, his maturation, kind of the next level, is to be quicker sometimes with that. You know, catch the ball. Sometimes we struggle with that a little bit on those feeds to the post. But find those shooters. And there was a stretch in the second half where he did that very well. He saw the double team coming, saw where it was coming from, very quickly kicked it out. There was some very great ball movement that when you've got a dominant big man like that, you want to see that. And they did that, resulted in some very good shots and nice three-pointers. That's got to become a bigger part of this offense if you're going to utilize a guy like Kofi. And the difference now that this team has that we haven't seen in the past is you've got shooters. You know, DeMonte, one of the tops in the country. Io's over 40%. Adam has found his stroke again. He's back up to the high 30s shooting. Trent Frazier, one of the all-time leading scorers in Illinois history, he can hit the three. So you've got four shooters on the court. And so it comes into, I think, the maturation of him knowing the ball's coming, knowing the double team is coming, knowing the hacks are coming, and deciding, do you want to try to go into, you know, make your move inside to score, or get the ball back out again as you see the defense rotating. And I think he'll develop that more and more working with Coach O.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. And you see it in spurts. So, you know, the ability is there. He's had, you know, several good passes over a course of the games. And I think that's where opposing teams have decided, you know, I think they've made a 100% decision that he can pass well. And so they need to put the pressure on him, and you have to be committed, which, you know, look, I got to think, you know, if you're a 6'3 guard and somebody points at him and says, you got to go down and double on him, and you have to go down as hard as you can, that can't be fun. So you might as well do it with all the vim and vigor that you have, because if you don't do it, he's going to make it look pretty bad. So, and I think they've understood that now. And I think he's seeing a little bit more determined double teams. The other thing I noticed him doing before he shot is a couple times, and I think he's being hit a little bit, but boy, he was going down and gathering himself a little lower than he normally does. One of the things you'll see if you watch the game again, EJ Liddell was using a very, very nice tactic. What he was doing was he was hipping Kofi from behind with his hands straight up in the air so that the referee, of course, is watching the hands as he's hip checking Kofi and keeping Kofi off balance a little bit. So it was a tactic, again, I felt like I was back in the 80s. But, you know, Kofi is definitely having to gather himself a little bit. And I don't think, you know, in this case, I don't know if it would be called a foul because of the size difference. But it's a good tactic that was being used. And he's going to have to keep his base down and be aware of that because Liddell, you know, got some nice little hip tosses in there. While Kofi was, you know, while the referee was probably watching the ball.
Yeah. Well, 87-81, Illinois gets the loss, and this we mentioned before. And so we will look for them Tuesday night as they take on Penn State, Nittany Lions coming in and trying to avenge that loss at their place earlier. For Mike Catley, our analyst, I'm Larry Smith, IlliniGuys.com. Stay on the website here for more great content. We'll see you next time.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Me and the kids were always messaging. They LOL'd, I ROFL'd. But then I changed phone and the bubbles went green. But where there's a fill, there's a way. And I found a way to share what's in here. I'm tapping my heart.
WhatsApp, the place to safely send messages between different devices. Message privately with everyone.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.